This goes to Dr. Murray, Murray, fax 989-583-1914, regarding William Pangborn, P-A-N-G, B like boy, O-R-N, like November, date of birth February 11th of 1938. Dear Dr. Murray, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Pangborn with left kidney infarction, hypertension, and congestive heart failure. His last visit was April 10th of this year. His weight is stable. It's actually down about 3 pounds over 6 months, and he's been feeling very well, he states. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No bowel changes, blood, or melena. No current chest pain or palpitations. Urine is clear without cloudiness, foaminess, or blood. No dyspnea, cough, or sputum production. Chronic edema of the lower extremities, that is stable. Medications, medication list is reviewed. Eliquis was switched to Coumadin. Eliquis was becoming unaffordable due to the high copays. He is also on lisinopril, 20 milligram daily. Metformin, low-dose aspirin, Pepcid is 40 milligram daily, iron is 325 milligram daily, Zoloft 50 milligram daily, and potassium chloride is 10 mil equivalent once a day. Physical exam, weight is 234 pounds, pulse is 58, oxygen saturation is 90% on room air, blood pressure, right arm sitting, large adult cuff is 120 over 60. Neck is supple. There's no jugular venous distension. A heart is irregular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Abdomen obese, non-tender, no ascites, and 1+ edema of the lower extremities. Labs, most recent lab studies were done August 22nd. Of 2023, creatinine is stable at 1.19, estimated GFR is greater than 60, albumin 3.6, corrected calcium is 8.5, sodium 140, potassium 4.3, carbon dioxide 27, hemoglobin is 14.1 with normal platelets and normal white count. Assessment and plan, 1, history of left kidney infarction. 2, hypertension is well controlled. 3, congestive heart failure, also well controlled. The patient will continue to have lab studies done every 3 months, and he'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.